Hello! I hope you're as excited to learn about habits as I am to teach it to you. I'm out here in the backyard. I can see the lake across the street. It's a beautiful day. You know, Georgia, probably 95 degrees outside. As you can imagine, I love the heat. It's so hot though, the dogs don't even want to be out here. But I love it. So welcome to the Successful Entrepreneur's 6-Step Survival Guide to Living a Happier Life by Creating Habitual Actions. And just a quick reminder, there's some cars going in the background. I hope that's going to be all right. It was just so beautiful, I had to stay out here. All right, so thank you for your time. I know it's precious, and I will not waste it. My goal is to give you actionable steps that you can implement as soon as this class is over. So this is what we're going to be covering. Decide what will make you happy. Understand why it will make you happy. You're going to start small. We're going to make it easy. We're going to have fun. And then we're going to track and celebrate. A quick note on my style. This is not a motivational masterclass, right? The goal is not to get you all excited, super hyped up. If that's what you're looking for, you're in the wrong place. I'm no Tony Robbins. I'm more like a quirky professor you can't wait to tell your roommate about after class. So, motivational? No. Inspirational? Absolutely. Instructional? Yes. The second point in my style is that over the years I've owned 5 restaurants and a catering company. It used to drive me crazy when I wanted something from a salesperson and I still had to sit through a 45-minute presentation. I know it was their job, but time was always a premium to me. I promise you to give you solid, actionable information on how you can start creating happiness habits today with absolutely no fluff. I know your time is everything to you, and I will not waste it. So here's how this whole thing came about, right? And no, I was not brought up by kangaroos. I'll explain that in a moment. I'd like to tell you I woke up one day, and instantly I was on my path to happiness. Kind of like Arianna Huffington of the Huffington Post, waking up in a pool of blood one day after passing out from exhaustion and hitting her head on the desk, breaking her chin bone and creating a gash in her face? No, for me it started when I was very young. It was a long, long, rough process. Yet once I did achieve my goal of owning restaurants, I still wanted more and more and more. I believed happiness would come later. Yet at the time, it didn't matter to me what the cost was. Happiness just had to wait a little longer. Because when I reached my goal of owning a chain of restaurants, I would be happy. Right? When my daughter was born, within a week, she was in her carrier on my back as my wife had to help cover a shift. In about 6 months, I carried her around on my back in a baby holder while I cooked. Yep, that's the kangaroo picture for you. I was motivated. I knew where I was going. But as time passed, whenever my daughter and wife wanted me for something, I thought to myself, didn't they know it was my working day and night that paid for their lives? Any of this sound familiar? In the early days, I tried to get as much information on happiness as I could. Now I needed to change. So I read more books, listened to more cassettes, giving away my age here, huh? And I made gains, small gains for sure, but I was happier overall. Yet over time, I would stop doing what I learned and have to start over again and again and again. Yet I always felt happier and more grateful than most. Even when I attempted to start a restaurant chain and ended up losing everything, I was able to reframe it as a learning experience, yet never an overall sense of continued well-being. The well-being the American dream promised, it just seemed to be a continual roller coaster ride. Then about 10 years ago, I discovered positive psychology. Not jumping up and down happy, but a new branch of psychology that is scientifically quantifying happiness with definitive ways to make you happier. This new knowledge, combined with the ability to make habits last, offered me and you a chance to finally be happy. I have been happy, and I've been sad, and I'm here to tell you happiness is so much better. That's a picture of my daughter and me on an island reserve excursion from a cruise ship. Maybe having a monkey climb down your shirt is not for you. But I can tell you smiling and having fun is much better than worrying, how long is this going to take so I can move on to something more important, as I had done in so many cruises beforehand. These days I find myself singing in the car on the way to work, instead of thinking of all the upcoming challenges. So a picture of my life today includes being happier day to day. The ability to let myself go. To enjoy vacations. Happier family life. Not stressed all out all the time and actually looking forward to going to work again. I think the best part is I'm just not tired all the time, wondering what this is all for. I'm not always happy, but I am more than not. And it not only affects me, but all those around me. So enough about my journey. Let's get to work on making you happier. Imagine if you were able to come home happy. Could have a vacation not worried about work. We're excited to get up and go to work again. Or how about telling burnout to take a hike? Or you didn't have to worry about wondering, what's wrong with me? Well, this is all possible. Now, I want you to understand, I give you permission to disagree. Everything is not for everybody. We're all different and must pick and choose what will work best for you. So what I don't want is to hear one thing you disagree with and then just block out everything else I say. Right? Pick and choose, but get the parts that are going to make you better at creating habits and becoming happier. Right? In the book Blue Zones of Happiness, they talked about the three happiest places in the world to live, according to that year's World Happiness Report. Apart from the three countries that year, they talked about three completely different people that were extremely happy. All super happy, yet one so poor he could only feed his family rice at times. The other two are wealthy, but one is wealthy so he can give his money away, and the third is wealthy in pursuit of changing the world. You must find your own happiness. Before we jump into habits, we must first look at the entire happiness process and the importance of mindset. The first step is you need to decide you want to be happy, and you are willing to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes, accepting you are responsible for your own happiness. Step 2, understanding happiness. Taking the time to understand the basics of the psychology of happiness and the science of happiness. Realizing knowing the why improves your rate of success greatly. Step 3, fill out the what is happiness form. Becoming happy is not just about increasing happiness, but decreasing the items in your life making you unhappy. Step 4, design habits, and this is what we'll be working on. Once you know what you want, it's time to create properly designed habits that will make you happier, not habits other people want you to create. Step 5, start with one small habit at a time, then continue adding on habits over time, using the compounding effect to your advantage. Step 6, a sign of great competitors is the ability to accept the boredom of practicing the basics. Keep repeating the process over and over and over. Step 7, build community support. Get others involved with your goals. That is your goal. Create buddy systems. Join online groups focusing on increasing your happiness. Help others find their happiness. Step 8, prepare for challenges. Life will get in the way. Bad things will happen. Be prepared and you won't veer off the path as quickly. If you do fail, get back up and try again as many times as you need to. Step 9, allow time to work its magic. Celebrate the small wins. Chart your happiness and watch the world around you slowly change for the better. And step 10, enjoy the process. Fall in love with the process. Accept that this is a lifelong journey. I think the best way to describe the mindset is with a quick story and a quick drink on top of that. 1 second, please. I would like you to imagine two hikers, Jack and Jill. They both have the same goal, to climb to the mountaintop, and have spent years getting ready for the journey. They both start out together towards the top. Yet Jill is singularly focused on her goal of getting to the top. Every step and handhold gets her closer as she focuses every ounce of energy on the next move. Never stopping, just moving forward, on and on. Our second climber is Jack. He too has a goal of reaching the top of the mountain. Yet as he climbs, he takes time to look at the incredible scenery around him. The fresh air and the feeling of accomplishment of using the skills he has built over the past couple of years. Now let's say there's a major storm coming. And after the halfway point, both hikers have to return to base camp. I now ask you, who do you think will be happier? Jill, who only was focused on reaching the top, or Jack, who enjoyed his climb while it lasted? So in essence, even though Jack failed his goal, he still had a great time enjoying the process and climbing, even though he made it halfway. Whereas Jill, it was a failure to her, right? She didn't care about getting halfway. She only wanted to get to the top, right? So our goal here is to change our mindset so we can enjoy the process, not be so focused on getting to the top that we miss out on life. And that's where I was for so many years. Nothing mattered to me except building a huge restaurant company, right? And then when that didn't happen, I considered myself a failure. Yet when I was able to change my mindset and look at it as an experience, everything changed for me. And that's what I'm hoping for you. Right? So the key to happiness is creating sustainable habits that help us stay in a happiness mindset. Right? Life is a roller coaster. Lots of ups and downs. The key is to have many more ups than downs, while having the ups last longer and the downs last shorter and shorter. To help with understanding the habit creation process, I will use the example of someone who works long and difficult days. So when he gets home, all he wants to do is be alone, rest, and not have to deal with anything and everything, especially more problems. Yet our friend, who we call Jeff, leaves before his family gets up and has been gone all day and doesn't come home until late, so his family misses him. They want to talk with him, be with him, share their life with him, which often contains challenges. Right? Warning, don't overcomplicate the process, right? This is a simple process. It may not be all that easy to do, but it's a simple process. All right, so step 1, decide what will make you happy. The net result of Jeff wanting to come home and detox from the day, combined with his wife wanting to be with him and needing to talk to him about important matters, is causing great friction, almost always ending up in an argument. Jeff hates coming home these days, knowing what's in store for him. No matter how hard he tries, he always ends up in an argument. He wants more than anything to look forward to coming home again. So the step one result, create a habit so Jeff looks forward to coming home. Step two, understand why creating this habit will make you happy. The why is the key to the motivation necessary to want to create a new habit, and the persistence to keep working at it until the habit becomes part of his daily routine without having to think about it. Jeff truly loves his family and down deep wants to be with them. He is also afraid unless things change, he may lose his family. Step two result. Jeff realizes his marriage is at risk and truly longs for the days when he couldn't wait to get home, no matter how bad his day was. Right? So that's his why. Step three, start small. Probably the most important step. Us humans do not like change, not at all. Very rapidly, our minds will start making excuses why you shouldn't bother doing this. Right? Why it's a waste of time, and your mind will just go on and on with more excuses. Our minds are pretty good at this. Here Jeff has to set his expectations. If he thinks the new habit will change everything in a couple of days, he will be disappointed and just give up. He has taken a long time to create his present situation, so he must accept it will take some time to change. Jeff needs to figure out what the one most important result he would like to see and pick a first step in that direction. Jeff decides not getting into arguments every day is one of the most important goals to him at this time. Step three, the result. So Jeff sets a goal of talking to his wife for at least 3 minutes without having a disagreement, right? He's starting out small. Before we start with step four, let's talk about creating habits. Much research has been done on habits lately. Two great books on habits are Atomic Habits and Tiny Habits. James Fogg taking James Clear information and adding one more step to it. All right, and here's a quote from Jack D. Hodge from The Power of Habit that puts things into perspective. Habits are important. Up to 90% of our everyday behavior is based on habit, nearly all of which we do every day, day in and day out, is simple habit. We all have good habits and bad habits, but if nearly 90% of what we do each day is habit, the only way to affect real change in our lives is to affect real change in our habits. And that was Jack D. Hodge. For our purposes now, we'll use research on habit creation by MIT. MIT researchers have discovered a simple neurological loop at the core of every habit, a loop that consists of three parts, a cue, a routine, and a reward. Our goal is to make this cue, routine, reward loop easy. To make it easy, we want to be careful not to create steps that we have to go out of the way to accomplish. Right? A simple example is, let's say you want to learn to play guitar. Right? If you put the guitar behind a bookshelf or in a closet, every day when you have a little free time, it's not going to come to mind. Right? It's just out of the way, you don't think about it, or it's just too much work. Yet, if you set the guitar in front of the bookcase, where it's almost in reach, you have a constant reminder right there, hey, I want to play guitar. And it's simple for you to just reach over, grab the guitar, and start playing and practicing and learning to play the guitar. So an important part here is we want our environment to reflect what we're doing. We want to make it easy for ourselves to accomplish it. We don't want to make things really difficult, because if they become difficult, we're just not going to do them. Okay, so we're on step four. We're making it easy. Right? So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to create this habit of coming home and changing your attitude right? We're changing our attitude, so we want to talk to our wife. So the first step is the cue. So our cue is going to be turning the car off, right? Grabbing the key and turning the car off. That's our cue to start our new habit, right? So the cue reminds us to stop what we're doing, and then we're going to take several deep breaths and visualize a place that relaxes you. Pick something that relaxes you, not me. Okay? For me, it's easy. A creek with running water in the woods. For you, I don't know. Maybe it's being part of Fight Club. The most important part is that it's for you, right? Not for me. Now you want to hold this visualization that's going to relax you for a minute or two or more if you can. But once again, you want to start small. So if all you can do is for 30 seconds, turn the key off. That's our cue. Now we're going to go ahead and visualize relaxing. Right? If it's only 30 seconds, great. If it's a couple minutes, that's even better. All right? So now once you've done that and you're relaxed, you're going to get out of the car and walk to the house. Now as you walk into the house, repeat to yourself, I want to know how my family's day went. I want to listen to my wife. You're going to do this over and over for how long it takes until you see your wife, right? You're just going to keep repeating. I want to know how my family's day went. I want to listen to my wife. I want to know how my family's day went. I want to listen to my wife. Now, that's what I would say, right? But first, you need to figure out what you need to say in your own head. It's not going to work if we put my words into your head. So you figure out what mantra, we're going to call a mantra, you want to use as you go into the house, right? With the same meaning, right? And then when you see your wife, you're going to ask her how her day was. Or once again, what's ever natural for you to say to her, you know, how was her day? Right now, after she gets over the shock, right, if you haven't talked to her in ages or you're always grumpy or whatever, and you just walk in one day and say, hey, how was your day? She's going to think something's fishy, right? But we know nothing's fishy. We're just trying hard. And you know, and that in itself might set her off. So be prepared, but don't give up. Don't give up, right? So after she gets over her shock, try talking for as long as you can without getting into an argument. And like I said, the first time, it may be zero. Maybe you get 30 seconds. Or maybe you get a minute, right? And you just have to build on that and build on that. We made it easy. Jeff didn't have to go out of his way. He was already turning off the car. Doing a quick visualization was relaxing and took little extra effort. Jeff was already thinking something as he was walking into the house. All he had to do was use his new mindset and repeat something he had already pre-planned. Step 4, the result. It won't happen overnight, but if you keep working at it slowly, you will both look forward to coming home and talking to each other. How about a little more habit motivation? And this is from James Clear of Atomic Habits. It's, redesign your life so the actions that matter most are also the actions that are easiest to do, right? And it's like where we put the guitar, you know, going into the house and just repeating the mantra in your head, right? Not going into the backyard and sitting down and meditating for 10 minutes and then coming in and trying to talk to your wife. Or doing what he's already doing and just changing it little, but keeping it simple. And making it so he doesn't have to go out of the way. And I don't know if you know who Jim Rohn is. He was considered America's greatest philosopher, one of them, right? And he said, good habits are easy to do. The problem is good habits are easy not to do also, right? So it's easy to keep doing what you've been doing and not change. But what we want to do is just create a new habit that's going to have incredible results over the long term. Okay, step 5, make it fun. Try and make a game of it. Ideas might be, when just starting out, see how many rooms you can be in before you start arguing. How long in the car do you sit before you start grinning, right? How many days in a row do you remember to do your routine, right? It's not going to happen every day at first, right? But the whole idea is, if you miss a day, no big deal. Just come back the next day and start again. And eventually, it'll become a habit. Hey, that's right. Eventually, it'll become a habit. That's the whole idea, right? All right. Think of new ways to make your wife smile, right? Come home with flowers one day. When was the last time you did that? Or a small gift. Or how about ask her out on a date night? And on, right? If you don't make it fun and you dread what you're doing, it's not going to last long. And that's the typical thing about people starting to work out, right? Going, buying a gym membership, and it takes an hour and a half out of your day, and then the next day or a week later, you dread getting up so early, right? You got to make it something that you look forward to doing. So step 5 of the result, you look forward to creating this new habit, right? It becomes exciting to come home and actually talk to your wife again and have each of you smiling and have a good time, right? Or maybe it's getting to see your kids and spending some time with you. For years, I worked all the time, right? All day long when I had my catering company, go into the office and work all night. And my daughter would come in, and I was always too busy to deal with her. And I would just keep working. She would talk to me, and I'd keep working. And one day I realized this isn't going to work. I'm going to lose her. And I made a commitment that I always now stop and look at her when she's talking to me. No matter how important what I'm doing is, I stop and I look at her and listen, right? And it's not easy. I mean, going through my head is, okay, stare at her. But I really want to do what I was doing, right? I was in the middle of something. I got to get back to that. But no, I focus my eyes on her and just work at trying to listen to her and be part of her life so she can be part of mine. So habits don't have to be difficult, right? And that one habit has yielded such incredible results for my relationship with my daughter. All right, so let's go on to step 6 here. Track and celebrate. Right? Although simple, creating new habits can be a challenge, right? It's very important to celebrate small wins. Maybe you repeated your saying all the way into the house, and before you could open your mouth, your spouse jumped on you. Right? Back to the argument. I mean, you really wanted to talk to her and ask her, but you never got the chance, right? So naturally what's going to happen is your mind's going to say, this stuff doesn't work. This is worthless. You know, I spent all that effort and I didn't even get to try. It's never going to happen, right? I can control me, but I can't control my wife. And excuse after excuse after excuse is going to come up, right? That's what your mind does. It's designed to do with that, right? But this is where your why comes in. This is why we have to create a huge why in the beginning, right? So Jeff realizes his marriage is at risk and truly longs for the days when he couldn't wait to get home no matter how bad his day was. That was his why. So he's just going to say, okay. And then the next day he's going to try it again. And hopefully he'll get to say, how's your day? Right? And if he doesn't, he's going to try again, right? That's where this why is so hugely important. He knows he needs to change. And when he changes, amazingly, the people around you change too. It's funny how that works, right? All right. So now, with this newfound desire to try again and again, he has to be excited that he started the process, right? He turned the key off, and he relaxed. And he said his mantra, going into the house, or his sayings, whatever you want to call it. He's got to be excited about that. So the next day when he's at work and he's thinking about it, it's like, you know what? I did that. I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to do it again. Right? And that's the mindset you have to have. All right, so now let's talk about tracking a little bit. Peter Drucker said, if you can't measure it, you can't improve it, right? So now we need to track, because tracking is a great motivator. It doesn't need to be complicated, right? A simple calendar with a check mark is enough on your phone, right? Because what tracking does, it helps us remember to do our habit and to confirm we're doing it. So if you just look at your calendar and see, oh, you know what? I only did it twice this week out of 5 days. But if you don't have those check marks to look back at, you might think in your head, you know, because those 2 days were kind of hard to do, that you did it most of the week. So tracking's really important. And what's neat is once you start getting on streaks, you want to keep those streaks going. Okay, so let me do an example with me that might put all this back into perspective, make a little more sense. So I had knee surgery a while back, and I just wasn't working out. I'm talking about after I healed, you know, a couple months into it, and I needed to be back on the machine. I'd already bought a Bowflex, one of those stair stepper combined with a bunch of other stuff, and that was to make it easy, right? So I didn't have to go to a club, you know. So I had the machine in the house. Well, let's just, you know what, be better. Let's just go through it. So first, we need to decide what will make you happy. So I know the research on exercise. So there's several things that would make me happy. One is, there's a lot of correlation between exercise and being happy, right? And since I'm totally into being happy, I know how important it is to exercise. Second, the huge health benefits, right? That I know if I exercise daily, I'm going to have more energy. It's going to help with the weight loss, you know, and on and on. And also, I am single and dating right now, so I know being in better shape is certainly going to help there too, right? These are all part of why it'll make me happy, right? So now, understanding the why this will make me happy. Well, I understand that, one, if I don't stay healthy, I'm not going to live a whole lot longer, right? Or I may live and not live happily, right? And if I'm not as happy as I can be, the relationships I have around me and the people at work and everything aren't going to be as good as they could be. And maybe most importantly, as I said, I'm single right now, and I'd like to get married again, although I'm certainly happy being single. Incredibly happy, to tell you the truth, but once again, there's a lot of benefits to not necessarily being married, but being in a relationship. So that's my why, right? I know how important exercising is every day to me to accomplish those things, but yet still, I wasn't getting on the treadmill. So I decided, hey, why don't you listen to yourself and just start this habit following the 6 steps? So I'd done the first two, and now I was on start small. And here was the kicker. I said, all you got to do, spend 3 minutes on that machine. I don't care if you're exercising or not. You just have to stand on the machine for 3 minutes. Well, of course I could do that. So the next day I get on the machine. I stand on it, but of course, I didn't stand there. As long as I'm there, I might as well just, you know, use the machine. And 3 minutes turned into 5 the first day, no big deal. Got off, didn't break a sweat, nothing. But there I did it. All right. So come the next day, I don't know, I had some kind of excuse. Right? So even starting small was enough. I had to make it easy. I had to figure out a way that I would come every day. So what I decided to do was make it part of my morning routine, right? Already, every morning I meditate before I get out of bed. I roll out of bed and I stretch for what started out as 3 minutes and turned into 6 minutes, and possibly one of the greatest things I've ever done in my life is that 6 minutes of stretching. I've read about it over and over and over, never done it. And oof, so many pains went away when I started doing just that 6 minute stretch every morning. Okay, so then the next thing was I had to get on the machine 5 days a week. And so there wasn't any choice anymore. Right? I made it easy. I didn't have to think, should I, shouldn't I today? It was meditate, roll out of bed, stretch, and walk straight in and exercise. Okay? So that was good. But it still wasn't enough. And so that's where the next step, having fun, came in. What I did was I decided, and I don't watch movies very often, that I would watch a movie every time while I was working out. But I could only watch that movie while I was working out. So I found the best movies I could, so I'd want to keep watching it, right? It's like, you know, how when you're halfway through a movie, you just don't want to stop, right? And go do something else. You want to watch the movie, except certainly if it's, you know, really exciting. So that's what I did. I would pick the best movies I could find, and I was only allowed to watch that movie while I was exercising. And that's a challenge sometimes because you're really into the movie, but I make sure I shut it off. And that did two things. One, I wanted to watch the movie so I exercised longer. So it wasn't a matter of a week or two. My 3 minutes had turned into 5 minutes and turned into the complete workout. I do the high intensity kind where, you know, for like a minute and a half you go as hard as you can and then you go slow. So it's only 14 minutes for me. I bought a machine that does that on purpose. So 14 minutes of the movie I get to watch. And believe it or not, in the morning, it's like, man, I want to see what happens in that movie. It got me going every day. And now I've been doing it the longest I have in my whole life, just every day. And so now we're on to track and celebrate. And I do that on the wall in my bathroom. I live alone. I mean, you may not be able to do this, but I have a calendar on the wall in my bathroom. And I mark every day that I work out. And I can see if I've missed more than 2 days a week. Because I said I would do 5 days a week. And I don't know that I missed more than 2 days a week in months upon months. It's just, it's there. It's exciting. So it's a habit I created I couldn't do. But I followed the 6 steps. And now it's part of my lifestyle. All right, so I hope this has given you some great ideas and been really beneficial to you. Now, there is a complete course. This is just one module of it, habit creation, right? So if you're interested and you really, really want to go forward and change your life, it's a 6-week course, and we talk about the complete happiness process and talking about peeling back layers in your mind and mindset and what to do when there's obstacles. And then there's the whole thing on the science of happiness and all the exercises they have for you to do. It's a really neat course. Just hop on over to a happinessadventure.business. Instead of .com, it's .business. So it's happinessadventure.business. And once again, I truly hope this has made a lot of sense and it's going to make an impact on your life. Thank you so much.